Hello, and welcome to Soothing Pod Sleep Stories. My name is Arif, and today I would like to help you relax and fall asleep guided by my voice and the story you are about to hear. Tonight, you will go on a magical, romantic journey to the Alps, where you will experience hot springs encompassed by snow, an island dedicated to the goddess of love, and the soothing sounds of a snow-covered village. Before we begin, let us take a moment to relax and get comfortable in the space we are in. Let your body sink into the mattress. As you lie there, focus on your breathing. With every deep breath in, feel the tension in your body melting out of you. This bed and this room are places of comfort and relaxation. There are no expectations here. Nothing to do but let go and fully relax. To quiet your brain from the expectations of the day, close your eyes. Picture the street of the best place you've lived in. Is it lined with trees? Surrounded by fields? Tucked away on the busy street of a city? Whatever it is, allow yourself to visualize a journey from that home to somewhere else in your town. It could be your old school, a local store, or even a favorite park. As you visualize this journey, pay attention to the names of the streets and the colors of the houses. Do you remember what the air felt like? Do you remember which streets were the prettiest and which streets were the shortcuts? As you journey through the town, feel the air on your face. Hear the sounds around you. Let that focus take your mind away from any stress, tension, or obligations in your life now. Now that we have taken a moment to relax, let us begin. Your journey begins on a train. You lean against the window, listening intently to the constant, steady drone of the wheels underneath you. The mechanical rhythm of the train gliding along the tracks is comforting. They go around and around and around. As you wind further and further through the frozen wonderland just beyond the window pane. Beyond that window pane, the world is a beautiful blur of tall mountains dusted in sparkling white snow. These impossibly tall mountains are the Alps, and you are traversing seamlessly through northwest Slovenia. You watch as forests of birch and pine at the base of the mountains pass by you. At this time of year, in the middle of January, the world seems incredibly quiet, and you don't mind that at all. A soft hand nudges yours, bringing a smile to your face. Your partner, the love of your life, sits beside you on the train. They seem to glow against the dark wood and red plush cushions of your private, luxury compartment. They press their fingers against the frosty windowpane, pointing to beautiful things as you pass by. A glassy lake, reflecting the peaks of the mountains in its ice. A cozy home tucked up on a cliffside with plumes of smoke rising from its chimney, surely coming from a crackling wood stove. A brilliant wooden bridge, gapping a river that manages to flow with the snow and ice all around it. It's surreal to have your partner here with you. You've both longed for a romantic getaway like this for years. Now, while the rest of the world is away at work, you get to experience this wonderful escape together. It'll be just the two of you, laughing, loving, enjoying each other's company, surrounded by breathtaking scenery and wonderful food. They wrap their arms around you. In their arms, you feel loved. There are no expectations, No need to put on an act. No need to do anything but be yourself. In their arms, the world is full of possibilities. In their arms, you are safe. The train banks around a corner. In the distance, you see it, Bled, Slovenia, a cozy resort town nestled in the foothills of the Alps, cozied up against the border of Austria. Bled has been a dream destination for dozens of people. And today, it will be a reality for you. Even from a distance, the town is darling. You see the historic church and the stone and brick homes below. You turn to see your partner's reaction. To your surprise, they're extending a champagne glass to you. You smile and laugh. They toast to a beautiful trip with you, the love of their life, and you take a sip out of the champagne glass. Truly, your romantic getaway has begun in that moment. The train pulls into the station. Though you feel completely and utterly at peace, your body bubbles with anticipation. When you step outside the train station for the first time, your breath is taken away. The village before you looks as if it has been plucked out of a magazine. Red, blue, and stone buildings line cobblestone streets. Icicles cling to the edges of historic buildings, and snow sparkles on the rooftops. The fresh air fills your lungs. It is brisk, tinged with pine trees and mountain peaks, and pulls you fully into the moment, reminding you of where you are. You pause for a moment on the cobblestone and close your eyes. You take a deep breath in. As the air fills your lungs, you picture yourself inhaling a clean, blue light. It spreads through your body like a gentle chill, traveling down your arms and your legs, eventually pouring out of your fingers like a hot steam as you exhale. Your whole body feels as though it is melting. When you open your eyes, your partner is smiling at you, admiring you in this vulnerable, safe moment. Hand in hand, you begin the short walk to your hotel. Your love's touch warms you as they rub their thumb over the back of your hand, reminding you that they are there. This time of year, the streets are largely empty. Most people visit in December, and those who are visiting now are in the mountains, skiing and snowboarding. But the empty streets give you more time to observe, more time to be free and affectionate with one another. You listen to the sound of your footsteps land on the snow in unison as you traverse the cobblestone streets. The sounds of civilization are muffled by the thick snow on everything, leaving you with nothing but your conversation and the crunch, crunch, crunch of your winterland walk. Your partner squeezes your hand. You follow their gaze to see Lake Bled, a massive lake surrounded by mountains on all sides. The lake is ethereal. There is no ice to speak of, just cool blue water encompassed by snow. But there is one thing in the lake that catches your attention. A small island covered by trees and a stone church with a tall, red steeple. It's breathtaking, like something from a fairy tale. Behind the lake, the Alps rise high into the air. For a moment, you and your love stand in silence, marveling at the immense beauty before you. When you look at their face, they are aglow with delight. Every time they smile, you can't help but smile with them. You continue the walk to your hotel and discover it by the edge of the lake. It's a small, stone building with stained glass windows and a welcoming atmosphere. Stepping inside the doors, you're met with a wave of warm air and the inviting sound of a crackling fireplace. The entry room itself is romantic, with plush cushions, dim lighting, and the smell of warm cider. While your partner gets the room key, you meander over to the fire to warm yourself up. You sink into a cozy armchair surrounded by books. The fire crackles and shifts, sparking embers into the warm air with a flourish. Your love's hand lands on your shoulder. You gaze at them in the glow of the fire as you rise to your feet and follow them to your suite. The suite is nestled on the top floor, where it overlooks Lake Bled. One wall of the suite is entirely glass, giving you sweeping, marvelous views of the lake. Already, a fire dances in the fireplace in the corner of the room, warming up the romantic suite. Against the glass, there's a large stone tub, candles surround it, ready to be lit at any moment. As you step through the door, the first thing you smell is the delicate fragrance of roses. Fresh roses dot every corner of the room, peeking out of intricate vases and gracing the room with their presence. The plush white bed has been dusted with rose petals. You turn to your partner with a smile. For the next 2 days, it is just the two of you. This will be your home, your nest, the place where you can be your most vulnerable and intimate. And beyond the glass, out in the snow, will be where you will connect with the world and with each other. But before you head out, you decide to take a moment to relax after the train journey. Your partner lights the candles around the bathtub and starts to run the water. As hot, fragrant steam rises in the room, your love tells you that the water is from thermal hot springs. Bled was once a haven for people all over Europe who sought healing. The east side of Lake Bled is dotted with thermal hot springs, and early travelers would explore for miles to dip in their healing waters. Today, the thermal water is spread to the hotels and spas around Lake Bled, including yours. You sink into the thermal water with your partner. All around you, the candles flicker against the walls, warming the atmosphere. As the water rolls over your body, you feel the tension melt from your muscles. The hot plumes of steam rise and dance above the surface of the water, cleansing your skin and the air. You move over in the water, allowing yourself to cozy up in the arms of the love of your life. Their touch is even more soothing than the water. Here, in the bath, you feel more connected to them than you ever have. No words need to be exchanged, just looks, touch, and energy. Being beside them in silence is soothing. Just behind you in the window, thick snowflakes have begun their slow descent from the sky. They wind and spiral in lazy patterns, taking their time to float to the ground. You both watch as more and more snow begins to fall. It's a mesmerizing sight, no matter how many times you see it. Your partner rises from the bath for a moment to open the large window by your side. A breeze of cool air finds its way into the room, contrasting the hot water around you. Sitting in the bathtub, it's almost as if it is snowing on top of you. Your partner pulls a bath bomb from the edge of the tub, dropping it into the steaming water. The bath bomb bubbles and expands. You close your eyes and listen to the fizz and whir of it melting into the water. When you open your eyes, you watch as the pastel purple color spreads through the bathtub. Dried rose petals and lavender rise to the surface, turning your already luxurious bath experience into a spa. The vapor rising from the bath smells of soft lavender and rose, inviting you to sink into the water and stay for a little longer. You sit there with your partner for what feels like hours, watching the snow fall and talking in low whispers about your hopes for the future and your lives with each other. Once midday comes, you decide to rise from the tub. You pull on a thick, warm sweater. The incredible feeling of the soft fabric touching your skin makes you want to crawl into bed with a book. But there are things to be done with the day. Taking your partner by the hand, you wander down the staircase and out onto the snow-covered streets. Above you, the snow shower continues, sending large flakes floating through the air. They dance along with the breeze, landing on your cheeks and melting on contact. Your love guides you towards the edge of the lake. You meander down perfectly manicured cobblestone paths, passing by antique lampposts and intricate buildings. You find your destination, a small wooden dock nestled within a grove of trees. There, a small wooden platina boat awaits to whisk you away. The boat is charming, with a large awning to protect you from the falling snow. To your surprise, you are the only two people on the boat. You curl up with each other on the front of the boat, where you have uninterrupted views of the journey that you are about to embark on. At the back of the rowboat, on a small platform, a person gets to work rowing you across the water. You watch the rhythm as their paddles rise and descend in and out of the water, pushing you flawlessly across the glassy lake. The mellow sound of the water coursing over the edges of the boat and the paddles seems to radiate across the silent lake. The town of Bled fades further and further into the distance as you float towards the island at the center of the lake. The view from here almost reminds you of the view you had on the train, a distant town full of wonder, mystery, and history. Your partner's hands cup over yours, warming them and protecting them from the icy breeze. You smile at each other, both brimming with anticipation to reach your destination only a few more minutes away.
Hey guys, it's Joel from Momentous Experience here. How are you going? If you listen to people that I catch up with here and around the world talking about their mental health, the challenges they face, and how they've managed it. It's all about spreading awareness and promoting a peaceful and balanced life. So join me again, Momentous Experience, on Spotify, Apple, and Google.
The closer you get to the island, the more remarkable it is. The island itself is shaped like a teardrop, with rocks rising on it, creating a tiny mountain of its own. At the peak of the mountain is the Pilgrimage Church of the Assumption of Mary. The building is a marvel, seemingly carved into the landscape. It dons brilliant red roofs with neutral stone walls tinged with red and brown from age. The church was built in the 17th century, but the island has been a spiritual respite for dozens of centuries. Long ago, it was home to a temple for Shiva, the ancient Slavic goddess of love and fertility. Since then, the island has been a consistent symbol of love. Hundreds of people get married in the church overlooking the mountains and lake every year. Finally, you reach the island. Hand in hand, you step off the platina, where you are met with a large staircase. The Baroque staircase was built in 1655 and contains 99 steps to reach the top. Traditionally, grooms are meant to carry their brides up the tall staircase to ensure a happy marriage. You two begin the long walk up the staircase. For a moment, you find yourself thinking about the history of the island. You picture people in the 14th century standing among these very same trees, praying to the goddess of love for their marriages, for their future, for their children. You imagine people in the 16th century praying in the Gothic church that once stood here. So many important things have occurred on this island in the lives of so many. Marriages, funerals, ceremonies, and now, your adventure with the love of your life. When you reach the top of the staircase, a breeze washes over you. The entire church courtyard comes into view, and it is truly something to behold. You two walk through the courtyard, listening to your footsteps echo off the bell tower and between the archaic stone buildings. You head inside the church and are met with a beautiful sight. The Baroque interior is painted in swaths of white, gold, and black. The floor beneath the pews is an antique tile work. The entire building feels regal, mythical, sacred. Unbelievable painted murals coat the back wall of the church. Three crystal chandeliers, hundreds of years old, hang high above the floor. And in the center, you see what you've truly come for. A long braided rope connected to a bell in the tower. Legend has it, a young widow mourning the loss of her husband gathered together all her precious metals, all her gold and silver. She had the precious metals melted down and cast into a bell to adorn the island, believing it would help her in her grief. Unfortunately, a storm fell upon Bled that day. The ship carrying the bell sank to the bottom of the lake, sweeping the bell away with it. In her grief, she traveled away from Bled on a pilgrimage to Rome, where she told the Pope her story. Feeling sorry for her and moved by her tale, the Pope donated a bell to the church on Bled Island. In reality, the bell was crafted in 1534 and has remained in the tower ever since. You approach the rope with your partner. Stemming from the legend, it is now considered good luck to ring the bell three times. If you ring the bell while making a wish, the wish will come true. Your partner encourages you to ring the bell first. You smile and wrap your hands around the fraying rope. With a gentle tug, the bell begins to ring. Its sonorous tone echoes through the building and across the lake. You can practically feel it ringing in the air all around you. You both find yourselves laughing, delighted by the experience. You step aside and allow your love to hold the rope. Before they ring the bell, they gaze at you with admiration, trying to find the words for their wish. "I wish for a good future with you," they say. You feel your face flush with color, overwhelmed by the sweetness in their words and expression. With that, they pull the bell. You close your eyes, listening to their wish echo across the land. The two of you walk back through the church, reveling in the company of one another. You meander through the courtyard with one another, taking in the spectacular views on all sides. From the mountains to the lake, this is a place of pure beauty. Your partner disappears into the small store on the island, leaving you to sit on a bench and admire the view by yourself for a second. You take that time to breathe in the sights and the peaceful silence around you. The only thing you really hear is the quiet rustle of snow settling on the roofs above your head. When they return, they extend a cup of hot chocolate and a pastry to you. The pastry looks like it belongs in a patisserie window. It is Kremna Regina, a puff pastry and cream cake known affectionately as Lake Bled Cream Cake. A sweet cake of milk, eggs, cream. The top is dusted with powdered sugar, almost a reflection of the snowy ground at your feet. You sink your fork into it and take the first bite. The sweetness wraps around your tongue, soothing your soul almost immediately. You and your partner sit in the falling snow, taking bites of the sweet cream cake and warming yourselves up with the steaming hot chocolate. As you sit there, the sun begins to set over the mountains. This time of year, The days are shorter than ever, but the sunsets are absolutely breathtaking. You begin your lazy ride back to the mainland. As the church fades into the distance, it is silhouetted by the orange, pink, and yellow sunset. The colors seem to bleed across the sky more and more every time you blink. Though the sunset is invigorating, you find yourself feeling very sleepy, and the calming hot chocolate is only furthering the matter. Once you arrive back at your hotel, you are greeted by that same crackling fire. The room still smells sweetly of lavender and roses, and the bed looks more inviting than ever. You change out of your clothes and slip into sleek, comfortable silk pajamas. You slide into bed as the love of your life puts another log on the fire. The fire spits embers into the air, eliciting satisfying crackles from the bending wood. Your partner turns and thanks you for an amazing day. As they stand there by the fire, you can't help but think about how fortunate you are to have them. This far from home, in a land of ice and churches and fresh air, you somehow still feel entirely at home. With them, you will always be okay. Your partner crawls into bed beside you. There's a TV you could watch, books you could read, but right now, you just want each other. You lie there with your arms around each other, whispering about your favorite parts of the day, about your childhoods, about your future. The moments are sweet, and you never want them to end. The love of your life wraps their arms around you tighter. Their words begin to trail off as sleep embraces them. Then, you hear their breathing slow to a rhythmic, sleepy pace. Every exhale tickles the back of your neck. Even though they are asleep, they pull you closer and tighter. You let them embrace you fully. With the cadence of their breath on you, you feel yourself sinking closer and closer to sleep. The mattress wraps around you. The pillow invites you to let go of any tension, of any restraint. And then, you feel yourself drifting off. The weight of sleep is welcome and familiar. Your partner pulls you against them one more time, and then you slip into the most peaceful rest you've ever experienced. I hope you've enjoyed this story, and that it has helped you reach a night of peaceful, relaxing sleep. Please, join me again tomorrow night for another sleep story. Until then, sweet dreams.